If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom shall be like noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight, in the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken, the word of the Lord.
I'm reading from the New Testament, Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Thanks be to God.
Gracious God, bless us on this day as we celebrate the good things in life. The fact that you call us to be new, that you call us by God's power to be saved. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Rising in the darkness. Did you hear it from Isaiah? Rising in the darkness, we get ready for the day, dressed for action. Speaking of rising in the darkness, my dogs, Tilly and Chase and Shasta, they are always getting me up. They're always getting me up in the middle of the night. No matter how many times, no matter how many times I tell them that they don't need to bark at the raccoons, they don't seem to listen to me. No matter how many times I tell them that they don't need to charge the cat who wanders the fence, they don't seem to hear my command. No matter how many times I plead with them and beg them, do not chase after the neighborhood skunk, they completely ignore me. My dogs rise in the darkness, dressed and ready for action. The question is, are you? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Personally, on just the dog front, just talking about dogs here, folks, I never seem to learn. Every night I go to bed, I say this in my head, tonight things will be better. I walk the dog at 10 p.m. Things are going to be better tonight. The dogs will change. Something will change. My dogs will sleep through the night. Oh, thus, I am never prepared. I never have, this would be so easy to do, I never have my flip-flops next to my bed. So guess what happens? I'm running around at 3 a.m. in the grass in bare feet. Now, just to make some logical conclusions here, which I don't want to spell out because it might be too gross, but if you've got three dogs and you've got grass, it's probably not a good thing to be running around at 3 a.m. in your bare feet. And you know what? I never have my flashlight next to my bed so that I can go outside and illumine my path. Again, if I don't have a flashlight, it's always dangerous when you're running around in the grass. I am never prepared for my late night excursions. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? And I'm not just talking about dogs or cats or raccoons or skunks. I'm talking about how you connect with God's healing power in the world. Are you prepared to see Christ in the world? Are you prepared to accept? Are you prepared to accept that you are accepted and that you are loved? And are you prepared to share that love with others? Most of us probably are not. When we rise in the darkness, we're probably just on autopilot, in automatic mode. We are not dressed for action. And it's not just when those irritating eruptions happen, like the dog getting us up in the middle of the night that I speak of. I'm talking about the opportunities that you and I have to share the liberating power of Jesus the Christ. Christ's healing power. Most of us are like the religious leaders in the book of Luke who, when confronted by this miraculous healing of the bent woman, are like the leaders in a lot of different places, in the Christian churches, in the Muslim churches, in the Jewish churches, in the political churches. We would rather have things in a predictable way, even if it is predictably bad. Don't be predictable. Don't be predictable. Expect the unexpected in your life. Know that God is doing a new thing all around us. Jesus' healing touch is allowing the bent. I'm going to get a little lower here. Is allowing the bent to stand up and to stand straight and have our chests wide open to the world. Stand tall. Stand proud. You are a child of God. You are made in God's image. You are called to cherish the world, to pray for the world, to wash dishes as you sing Abba. That's called the glorious living into this world. You're called to honor everyone and offer prayers of healing and hope to everyone that you meet. Whether they speak English or German or Spanish or Lithuanian or Arabic, whatever language that people speak, we are called to embrace and to honor and to be there for them. Don't be predictable. Well, what I mean by that is be predictable in that you rise in the darkness dressed for what? Action. Be dressed for action. But know that the action to which God calls you will be unpredictable. Rise in the darkness, dressed for action. Rise in the darkness, singing the song of God's creation and God's abundance. Rise in the darkness, dressed to live into being a disciple, a friend of Jesus, called to proclaim peace and justice, reconciliation and healing to all God's people. Amen. Amen. And with that said, if you offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness. Offer to God the gifts of life, the gifts of labor, and come to God's court with praise.